While you listen to this song, I want you to literally see the Lord on the cross and what he paid to be your friend. And I want you to see that he didn't die for your sins. He died so he could be your friend. And I want you to see that your sins and the demons involved, the whole sin nature, is what caused him not to be able to talk with you. You couldn't know him before. You couldn't have fellowship with him. You couldn't enter into all the awesome things that God created with him being the creator of it. You couldn't enter into it with him. And that's all he wants to do. He wants to enjoy you, and he wants you to enjoy him. He wants you to enjoy this life. He wants you to enjoy this world. He wants you to enjoy the way he's made your body. He wants you to enjoy marriage. He wants you to enjoy relationships. He wants you to enjoy everything. He's not taking anything from you. He's given everything to you. And it cost him his own life. It cost him going to hell, being tortured, so that that sin that you have that kept you from receiving this awesome, that kept you from being able to know him. It kept you from being able to know his presence. It kept you from being able to understand what an awesome person you are, what a wonderful life this is. Everything that Satan stole from you when he had authority, Jesus had to take so that you could be his friend, so that you could be in his kingdom, so everything could be restored in reconciliation. It's awesome. And what I want you to see is that cross, and I want you to see something that looks like you, like your spirit, so to speak, your old man, all the sin, look like you. I want you to see that coming out of you and going on that cross. And I want you to realize when everything turned dark for those 3 hours, that sin of yours on that cross, all those demons took your Lord, your Savior, to hell and tormented him. And he allowed it to happen so that he could have a relationship with you and be your best friend. That you could even be a lover of God. Wow, to be his lover, to be that intimate. He did all of that just to be your friend. And so I want you to see that those things in you that kept you from being one that God could have a relationship with, all of it was taken out of the way. And now all you have to do is accept that. And that Christ in you, the hope of glory, you can now dwell in him. If there were issues about intimacy where you said, I'll never let anybody get close, I don't want anything to do with love, if you even thought those things, if you made the inner vow, then that made it so that you can't enter into that presence and that friendship that he died for. And he wants you to break the power of that, not worry about why you made it, how you made it, or anything else, but let it go. Just let it go to the cross. I want us to really let the Holy Spirit help us get that old man, anything of him that's still in you, to just see it literally coming out of you and all the demons with it coming out, that there's angels about you. But right now, I want you to get into the presence of God and understand the cross. I want you to worship this one who wants to be your best friend.